Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys coming off a 4-3 shootout loss last Saturday to Cranbrook. Obviously, you guys got that late equalizer to grab the point. What were your overall takeaways from the game?
Yeah, I liked our spirit to come back. I don't think it was our best 40 minutes. I think to a degree we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. We had one turnover that cost us a goal, and then we kind of took an undisciplined 4-minute penalty that cost us a goal too. So probably not our best 40, a really good 20 to come back and get a point out of it against a good team. So all in all, there's some positives to it, but would have liked to get both points.
Reed Varcone got his third of the season. He looked very confident out there as well. You can see his play starting to slowly develop in his first year as a Silverback. What do you like from him over the last couple of weeks here?
Yeah, I thought Cranbrook was probably his best game of the year, even if he didn't end up scoring that goal. I thought his feet were moving through the neutral zone. He was confident with the puck. He skated with it, and just instead of trying to get rid of it right away. He's a good player, trying to obviously still find his way. It's a good time, obviously, for him to start taking those steps here at the end of the year when the hockey's getting tougher. So we've been happy with him all year, but definitely the last couple weeks here, he looks like a more confident kid, or a kid that's looking to take some steps in the right direction leading into obviously next year, where we expect him to take a really huge step as well. So really happy with what he did last weekend.
And points now in 7 out of your last 8 games. Obviously, it seems like you guys are hitting a stride heading into the final stretch of the BCHL season. What has it been for the group kind of getting you guys to that next level, and how do you continue to elevate into this final stretch before playoffs?
Yeah, I think our commitment to doing tough things has got a little bit better here. I think, obviously, our defending of the puck has got a lot better. I'm sure if you looked at our shot totals against, our goals against here in the second half, they would be way down from what they were. And then in turn, I bet you if you looked at our goals for, they would be way up as well. So it's just that commitment to defending the puck has given us a chance to obviously win more games here in the second half. But guys are also getting rewarded on the offensive side of the puck, which is a good sign for them as well as us here heading into the playoffs.
Ethan Orrick's going to play his 100th BCHL regular season game today, obviously his second year with the team. What can you say about his development as a player over his time here in Salmon Arm?
Yeah, it's last year he did a lot of, I guess, grunt work. He was on the kill, all that kind of stuff. And then this year he's kind of elevated his game offensively here for us in his second year. He's just another one of those kids that's a good example, like Mac and those guys, of the steps and the progress that they do take from that first to second year. And obviously the same thing is, if you do those things in your first year, you're going to get the chance to kind of play an elevated role here in your second year, and he's taking advantage of that. Obviously a guy that worked really hard in the offseason on his fitness and all that kind of stuff as well. So good that he gets rewarded. It's a good thing for our team because he's a great example for our younger guys that if you put in the work, you will get rewarded.
And last question for you, your 7th and final meeting on the regular season with Vernon. You guys have split the first 6 games, but you haven't seen them since the beginning of January. What's the key to success tonight?
Yeah, I think obviously specialty teams, they got some of the best specialty teams in the league over there. So playing a 5-on-5 game against these guys, we know what we're going to get out of these guys. Even though we haven't played them in a long time, they're big, they're physical, they're going to make it tough for us to create offense. So it's something that we've been playing against here the last couple weeks, so we should be prepared for this game. And obviously, if you look at the standings, we don't have any time to take our foot off the gas. So hopefully we put forward our best foot here and come out on top.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Jason McKee, the head coach of the Vernon Vipers. Jason, you guys coming off a big 3-0 victory in your last game over the Prince George Spruce Kings. Overall, what were your takeaways from the game?
Yeah, we played really well. One of our best road games of the year. Thought we competed hard. We were physical. Good goaltending, good special teams. So when you add those things up, it usually ends up in a good result.
And you talked about a road game, a very good road game from your squad. You guys have been very road heavy as of late. You're back here at home for a nice little stretch. What can you say about the team's play and just battling the adversity of all the long road trips?
Yeah, it's part of it. It's junior hockey. I think we were at home a lot early, and you know, if I had a choice, I'd like to kind of balance it out a little bit more, but that's just kind of the way it goes, and it's junior hockey, and it was nice to get out on the road. It's nice to be home, obviously. It was a lot, but it was nice to be in some different rinks. It was nice to travel to the island. We haven't been there in a long time, so it was it's been a good run.
And Regan Milburn picked up another 2 points in your guys' last game. He has 10 points in his last 8, obviously elevating his game here in the final stretch of the season. What do you see about his game, and how has he developed it so much over the course of the year?
You know what? I just think he's making himself harder to check. He's always had a good talent base. He's got a good shot. He's been a bit of an opportunist. I think now he's holding on to pucks a little bit more, protecting it, being difficult to check, opening opportunities up for his teammates. So, you know, he's been here a while now. I think it's his third year, and you expect your 19-year-olds to drive your team, and he's done a good job of that in the last few weeks.
And coming into tonight's game, you guys 1 point back of sixth place in the interior, obviously very tight right now near the middle. So how do you guys get ready for this final stretch and try and push towards to get as high up as you guys can near the final stretch of the season?
Yeah, we're well aware of the standings. We obviously have a long-term goal of where we started a long time ago, where we want to try and get to home ice, and we're trying to fight our way back after a bit of a slow first half. So we're right there. These games are huge, but you know, we're just focusing on tonight. I think that's kind of been our philosophy, is each game one at a time. And, you know, as each game goes on, they become more and more important, which is a good thing because it means we're gathering points, and we just got to keep going.
And last question for you. Obviously, speaking of tonight's game, it's going to be your seventh meeting on the season with Sam and Arm. But you guys haven't met since the beginning of January, so obviously both teams have changed a decent amount since then. But what's the key to success to beating the Sam and Arm team here tonight?
Honestly, as simple as it is, don't give them the puck. They're very good when they have it. Offensively, they can make things happen. They got a good group up front, very mobile on the back. So if they're going to get the puck, they have to earn it. Make them check us, and I think that's a big part. I think in this year, we've just been you know, giving them too many opportunities, and we got to be better than that tonight.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.